The Digital Transformation for Government podcast series is brought to you by Thundercat Technology and Veritas Technologies. In each episode, we will shine a light into how government leaders and IT employees can tackle some of the most pressing data management and security needs today and into the future. With data complexity being an ongoing challenge for the federal arena, agency leaders need to have complete clarity into all of their data, no matter where it resides. Veritas Technologies recently acquired Aptar, a global leader in analytics solutions, which allows federal leaders to have the confidence in knowing that there's a one-stop shop for all their data reporting requirements, whether it's on-premise, in any cloud, and across their technology ecosystem. In this episode of the Digital Transformation for Government podcast series, we are speaking with Kurt Stege, Chief Technology Officer at Thundercat Technology, as well as with Christian Westervelt, Systems Engineering Manager for Healthcare, Public Sector, and Education at Veritas. And we're also joined by Nelson Munn, E-Sales Director for Government, Education, and Healthcare at Veritas. And these three executives are going to share their insights into how federal agencies can best take advantage of this solution. And Kurt, Christian, and Nelson, how are you all doing today?
Doing very well. Great. Thank you for asking.
Awesome, awesome. Well, let's start it off at the top with Kurt. So Kurt, if you don't mind, tell us about how the protection and management of data in most agencies is split across many different tools and technologies, and how moving to the cloud causes even more complexity.
Sure thing. I guess one of the things that's out there, I think you see more often on the federal side than anywhere else is this sort of idea of, you know, folks have heard talk about siloed technologies, and so many of the federal agencies sort of grown up siloed in terms of point solutions for just about everything. At one point when I was working within one of the federal agencies, you know, and talking to folks, you find multiple vendors, multiple things across the board. And, you know, to be candid here, you know, the information that's out there is sort of the currency of today's society. The problem, as I see, is it scattered around, like, you know, I guess if you want to look at it this way, like so much loose change around your house at some point. It was difficult to find initially, but with the speed and access to information and generation of data over the course of the last, you know, 5 to 10 years, that's become this idea of, you know, just being completely buried in it and, you know, finding a needle in a haystack of needles for looking what you want to find. The cloud just augments that, because we've had issues where you've had all your information internally in multiple systems. And now as you move to the cloud, which really is just yet another data center that you have to worry about now, that information then gets proliferated to other areas and different folks need to use that information. So as they generate more information overall, that information then gets analyzed, gets changed into new data, and then pushed around all over the place. So the problem just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And trying to get a handle on where all that stuff is really the key issue that's out there today.
That's perfect, Kurt. And you really teed it up for the next question for Christian and Nelson. And for these gentlemen, let's talk about Veritas Technology's new Aptar solution and how it can help these issues that Kurt discussed by providing, you know, deep insights and reporting across different data protection, virtual infrastructure, and storage environments. And we'll hand it to Christian.
You bet. And thank you for asking the question. I think if you heard from Kurt's response, the one word that stood out there was complexity. You look at the build versus buy, you look at the vendor tool sets. It can be very challenging for any organization, be it federal, be it private sector, to get a grasp on what's in the infrastructure. I really appreciated the loose change example. I think it's appropriate. You don't know what you have until you go looking for it. And it's also important to point out that with Veritas, we have a number of tool sets. The one we're discussing today, Aptar, while it is new to Veritas, has been in the industry for a number of years. It's a new acquisition, but we actually were attracted to this technology. It's been around since 1993. So from a solution standpoint, you're looking at basically 26 years of tried and true tested technologies in multiple customer environments across the gamut. So what we're really focused on here is helping organizations understand what they have in their data centers, in the cloud, combination of. We help to collect, correlate, and present that data to them so that it can be actionable. And I think it's very important now we really focus on the word any, because it is true of any environment. With Aptar, regardless of the infrastructure type, regardless of the storage type, cloud infrastructure, or the various partners that are there, and the backup technology, whether it happens to be a, you know, the Veritas Net Backup solution set or an alternate vendor, we can help with that. We help through bundled reporting, which again, at the executive level, you're probably not going to get this deep. But the good news here is that we have a lot of flexibility with both the bundled reporting set, as well as customization and even integration into key vendor solution sets and IT analytics solutions. So a lot of management speak there. What it really translates into is flexibility and insight into what's in the environment to help chart growth, to help chart and understand what they have today and where they're heading from a directional standpoint.
Great insights. Nelson, anything else to add to that?
Yeah, if you don't mind, I was just sitting here thinking about my time back as a CIO of a large agency. And you know, what kept us up at night was as much the production data, but also, and probably more so sometimes, all the data that we collected in backups and archives, just disparate data, the silos. We've said that, used that word a couple of times. I can remember a couple examples of archives of spreadsheets that had social security numbers and just all this data that, you know, the last thing you want as a public official is to end up in a newspaper or worse yet, charged with leaking data. So, and that was some time back. You think about now with the explosion of data, how complex things are getting. The CIO of today is even more challenged. So having a tool like Aptar and with an architecture to be able to look across disparate data types, clouds, and really look into that data and help you understand what you have, where it's duplicated, how you can be more efficient, or where you may be storing it on an expensive store versus something that could be more cost effective. Just a great tool to give a CIO and their team some good insight and analytics into what they've got out in their data stores.
Yeah, great insights there, Nelson. It's awesome to hear your feedback because you actually kind of were on the ground formerly at a senior level position on the customer side. And what you said there was a really great segue into the next question for Kurt. So one of the things that sounds like that really stands out are the various dashboards. And Kurt, if you don't mind, tell us how they work and why these dashboards are really important for agency leaders to see all of their data in one single environment / complete infrastructure.
I think probably the most important thing you mentioned there is to see all of your data. The most important thing we worry about right here is visibility. I think it was also mentioned earlier by Christian as well, is visibility into what is there. You know, if we go back to the loose change analogy there is like, you know, knowing where this stuff is, if someone comes to the door and you need to pick something up and it's like, okay, I need to pay this person now, where is everything? How do I find that information? The fact that Aptar grew up as an agnostic tool, not necessarily tied to any one company, really helps in the way that you're addressing the situation right now through API and CLI interfaces into every single tool that's out there. You have the ability to get that visibility into what's there. Like, I can't tell you how many times as both a former CIO and also enterprise architect, how many times it was like, you know, what do we actually have? And then how can we leverage that to move forward? The nice thing about the dashboards and the ideas is having these sort of look into not only your backup situation and what files may or may not be being backed up, you know, taking it from there to also seeing from a storage and a fabric perspective where everything is and understanding that gives you that first step into saying, okay, now that I know what I have, now let's figure out how to consolidate it. Where are my risks? How do we do this from a multi-vendor perspective, not only on my internal storage, but on my cloud storage as well? And I think that's really the key point right there is the visibility into what you have. And really, that's what a dashboard gives you.
That's great. And a lot of that visibility in the entire solution really sounds like it leads to giving agency leaders the confidence they need really in the management of all of their data. And would love to hear more about that perspective from Christian.
You bet. Good question. You can't really be confident until you, as noted, know what's in place. And importantly, you can't know where you're going until you know where you are. So you have to have an origin point and ultimately a destination to head to. And that is one thing truly that Aptar can assist with. Through our ability to collect data, I mean, look, data collection is only part of the equation. It's what you do with that data to help build and instill that confidence. So the reporting across the disparate environment is really the forte of what Aptar provides to give that level of insight across the organization. And by that, I simply mean multiple cloud infrastructures, whether it's public, private, or a combination. You're looking at network storage, you're looking at block storage, backup, file systems, the list goes on. And obviously, we won't get into each and every one here on this call. But point being is that environments are complex. And there are many nuanced technologies that are in place to serve that organization, be it federal or otherwise. What Aptar really provides is that level of insight, the reporting on all of those to make informed decisions. You really can't make a decision until you know what's there. A good example would be if you're collecting data on storage, high watermark, Nelson referenced, if you're using, you know, tier one storage where it's not appropriate. Another very important aspect is we have tier one storage being leveraged or allocated and not fully implemented or being used by that group or by the application that made that request. So that's something we can also help with in addition to things like chargeback. A lot of talk in the industry today with IT as a service, what we can do, chargeback and billing and things like that. So really the key here and the takeaway should be informed decision making based on the data that we're able to provide. And that's truly how we can provide that confidence across the organization, be it an IT leader or a direct worker that's leveraging the technology.
Great. Nelson, anything else to add to that one?
Just that Aptar is role-based. So I remember, I guess as you get higher in the organization, the types of data you want to see is very different. I was big on and still big on red light, green light, really simple reports to say, how are we doing in terms of managing our data and our infrastructure? But because of the tool allows at a user level to define those reports, that's a very different need at a backup manager or storage manager, even an IT director. So the tool's aware. And if I logged in as a CIO or a CFO or CEO, I would see some very simple reports that were defined for me versus what the rest of the team could see.
That's great. You know, for our second to the last question here, you know, we've run through a lot of key benefits about Aptar and ended up on confidence. And I think this is a great segue into our next question for Kurt. So confidence is in place with this solution. Let's talk a little bit further, just overall, how that can transition to mission success for any agency IT leader.
Sure. You know, again, I think we get back to, and I know we keep hitting on the same themes here, but it's the speed at which, you know, you can get to information, understanding from a risk perspective, saying, you know, I know that I'm protected here. You can't get to an area where you have, full protection, understand what's out there. I mean, the challenges that are out there from a data strategy perspective, you know, you can't protect what you can't see. You know, mission success is predicated upon understanding the information you have, making sure that the folks that need it can get to it, should they need it, and get to it in the form in which they need to get to it. Without understanding where all that is, you can't do your job appropriately, you know, regardless of where you're addressing this, whether it be, you know, as someone who's out in the field somewhere, or an analyst back in the office, or just providing that service or that information out to the folks that need it in the public space as well. So, you know, that's really the driver for all this, is understanding the information you have, being able to protect that information, and then being able to generate that information when needed.
Excellent. You know, this has been a great podcast and really appreciate everybody's time today. We are at our anything else to add, anything we may have missed question, and I'll go down the line here before we close it out. Christian, anything else to add, anything we may have missed today?
Yeah, so I mean, from a high level standpoint, obviously a short podcast here for us. There's plenty more information. Happy to help and address any questions that may arise. In addition to ourselves here as a vendor at Veritas Technologies, through partners like Thundercat, that's where the magic, so to speak, happens, through the integration of these technologies and what they provide across the gamut. So bottom line is, for us, from a solution standpoint, there's many capabilities, regardless of level. I know we focused this session primarily around the executive and the decision-making process. We're happy to discuss this in greater detail should the need arise.
Excellent. Nelson, anything else to add?
Just quickly to echo Christian's comments about the partnership, we appreciate the opportunity to be here. We think the products are great. We think the direction of Veritas is going in the right direction. We've got these products that are outside of the core Burra products, and it really gives you a chance to talk to a customer about information management just versus just backup. So this and others, like Christian said, we'd love to get deeper into with a customer, and we're certainly here to help our good partners. So thank you.
Excellent. Kurt, any parting shots?
No shots. You know, just the fact that, you know, we also appreciate the partnership with everybody here, you know, the Veritas folks, and understanding, you know, looking for solutions that are, you know, fast, adaptive, integrated, and allow folks to be, you know, more cost effective and more risk averse in their environments is really, you know, the kind of thing that we're always driving towards across all of our partners.
Perfect. And that is a wrap on an exclusive Digital Transformation for Government podcast interview with Kurt Stege, Chief Technology Officer at Thundercat Technology, as well as with Christian Westervelt, Systems Engineering Manager for Healthcare, Public Sector Education at Veritas. And we were also joined by Nelson Munn, E-Sales Director for Government Education and Healthcare at Veritas. And these three executives were kind enough to share their insights into how agency leaders can reduce data complexity and enhance mission success with the Aptar solution. And gentlemen, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Digital Transformation for Government podcast series brought to you by Thundercat Technology and Veritas Technologies. To learn more about how Thundercat and Veritas can help your agency to accelerate its digital transformation and solve pressing IT and operational challenges, please visit thundercattech.com/Veritas.